Hey everyone. You know what time and day it is. It's Get to Know Night, the weekly show where you ask me questions and I give you answers to the best of my ability. This week we have, as always, tons of questions, so I gotta start chipping away at this. Let's just jump into it. The first question's from Anonymous. They ask, what do you think about Selma Hayek? Do you like her? Do you think she looks good for a 54-year-old woman? I haven't seen Selma Hayek in a long time. I don't know what she looks like right now. Selma Hayek. Oh, she looks fantastic. She's amazing. She's killing it. Yeah, she looks great. Do I like Selma Hayek? Yeah, I think she's wonderful. God, I'm trying to think of the last movie I saw Selma Hayek in. I was just like, in my mind, it's like Dawn of Dusk and, was she Once Upon a Time in Mexico? She might have been. I know she, her and Robert Rodriguez did a bunch of stuff together. But anyway, yeah, she looks great. Let's see. Anonymous asks, have you ever heard of melatonin? It's a pill that's supposed to make you go to sleep. I figured maybe since you're a night owl, that you might know about it. I never took it but once, but my mother and aunt both used to take it, and they stopped because they said it woke, they woke up and made them feel drowsy. Yeah, people, I mean, I'm not, I think I should probably preface this by saying I'm not a doctor, and, this is not to be construed as medical advice, but, with all those caveats, I used to take melatonin. I think it's slightly habit-forming in a way, in the sense that, at least personally, I found that when I took melatonin, night after night after night, became kind of habit-forming, and it, for me, lost potency. If I took it, like, really consistently, like, if I took it every night, it would be, you know, by, like, the 10th or 12th night, it would be as effective, but it's pretty good in terms of, like, in a one-off, like, if I need to really go to sleep and I can't, melatonin has been good. But, yeah, I'm not gonna say I advocate melatonin use, but I think, if, like, one night you're having a lot of trouble going to sleep, a small dose of melatonin isn't bad. I think the problem is when people take a big dose of melatonin or try to take it every night, that's when you can run into small problems. Again, not a doctor, but this is my personal experience with melatonin. I think it's good and situationally, but I don't think it's a permanent solution to sleeping better. How do you get your sound effects? These are good questions. A lot of them I filmed organically. For some of them, I'm using the wonderful library that YouTube provides. So yeah, it's a kind of a toss-up between those two things. Mostly internal recording and then sometimes just borrowing YouTube's wonderful sound library. Let's see. Anonymous asks, will you do more anal stuff? It's different than the others. Yeah, sure. let's see. Anonymous asks, if you're still in college or just living with another person that you were not dating or doing anything with, even if she was attractive or not, do you think you could live with another female in the same place as you? Remember, you're not dating, by the way. So I think the question is, could I live platonically with a woman that I wasn't dating? Yes, I think is the answer. I don't know why it's such a struggled yes. I think what it comes down to is my internal credos about, like, not having roommates ever again. I think that's a lot of what it comes down to. That's why I'm so hesitant to be like, yes, definitively. I think it's because I'm so anti-roommate. I think, like, I've had so many roommates in my life. I've just come to the point where I'm like, I'm in a place where I don't want a roommate ever again. I think a combination of college and then after college life, I was just like, oh, no, I'm okay. But I think that also speaks to, like, my introvertiveness, I think that's right, because with a significant other, it doesn't feel like there's someone else in the house. It feels like it's just, like, it, I don't know, it's hard to explain, but if it's a person who isn't in like a very small sphere of people. You know, introverts like to be alone, so it kind of gets taxing. Because, yeah, I think there's like maybe about 10 people, I think, in the world that I would say don't put like. And I hate to say taxing, but I think for people who are introverts, they get what I mean. Extroverts will have no idea. They'll be like, what do you mean? But I feel like I have this battery, this finite battery, and it just gets drained as you spend more time with people. And then you just get to a point where you're just like very like done. And with a certain group of people, there's no drain on that battery. And then with everyone else, there's a constant battery drain. It's just introvert things. But yeah, I mean, if that person is also in that finite pool of people who I can just like be like, or I can feel I can just be myself with, then yeah, totally, this is fine. I can live with them. But if it doesn't feel like that, oh, it's exhausting. And I think that's why past roommate situations have been like so exhausting for me. I'm just like, ugh. Anyway, that was a lot of random rambling. As usual, let me spend 10 minutes on a 1 minute question. So thank you. So Anonymous asks, do you like having females sit in your lap? Yeah, I think it's really cute. I love it. It's adorable. Let's see. Mochi asks, are you going to continue the wedding series? I'm ready for season 1, episode 2. I'm binging all your YouTube audios in 2 weeks. Oh, thank you. Episode 2 should be out already. We're like on episode 6, I think. Oh man, I have no idea. I have to double check. But yeah, the finale 3, I guess. 2 should be coming out today. And then the last one of that series is going to come out in December. And then a new series is going to start on the 1st of January, basically. And I'm kind of on a toss-up between superheroes and spies right now. But it's basically one or the other that's probably going to make it in the new year. So, yeah. I will double-check to see. It should be on Patreon, episode 2. If it isn't, I'm going to make sure it's there, because that's my bad. It should be there, though. I saw you upload some of your videos from YouTube onto Patreon. Are you going to be removing videos from YouTube? Or are you just done with YouTube in general? No, I'm not done with YouTube. I feel like people have been asking similar questions about me and my relation with YouTube right now. YouTube and me are... we're constantly kind of at odds, but I'm not done with it. I think... I'm putting a lot more focus onto Patreon in terms of making it a place for accessibility in terms of everything. So yeah, I'm going to make sure that a lot of the stuff that's on YouTube is also secondarily can be found on Patreon, because especially with YouTube's new policies, certain videos that I had on YouTube in the past may not fly anymore, in which case they're just going to end up having to move to Patreon. Which sucks, because I'd love to keep as much as I can on YouTube, but with YouTube being YouTube, you know, it's hard. It's hard to do that. Because the line that... I feel like this goes for all the audio creators. I feel like there's like this sense that we're kind of being pushed out of the YouTube space. Just with, you know, sequential demonetizations after another. So yeah, Patreon's just gonna become the space that's, for me, a lot safer in the long term than YouTube. But I'm not abandoning YouTube. YouTube will always be, as long as I'm welcome there, a place where I will upload content. So don't worry, I'm just putting stuff that I might be concerned I might have to pull from YouTube onto Patreon. So that is the long short of it. All right, let's see. All right. Anonymous, if you had a little girl, would you have problems if she wears makeup, or the mother of your child would put makeup on her? Would you have a problem with that? No, of course not. Depends on a few things, but I mean, on the whole, I think it's okay. I don't think it's problematic. I think the important thing is that she knows she's beautiful with or without the makeup. I think that is something that I care way more about. Like, if she wants to put on makeup, that's fine, but I want her to know that she's beautiful without it. And I think that's really important. Yeah. Let's see. Anonymous asks, do you have Christmas decorations and Christmas tree up yet? I don't. I don't yet. The tree will be up soon. But decorations, not so much yet. It'll have to be probably closer to the middle. I don't know. It's hard to wonder if I'm going to decorate this year because I'm not going to have people over. I think I should have, just to get in the like holiday spirit. I should probably decorate, but at this moment, I haven't. I have the tree. That's like part of the equation, but I lack all the other Christmas essentials. So yeah. Let's see. Anonymous says, "Hi, I'm new to your channel. I'm in love with your audios and how gentle you are. If that makes sense." Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Anonymous, do you record your videos by yourself, like alone? Because you're really good at sound effects. Oh, I appreciate that. I do. Yeah, I record on my own. So everything here is basically me. There's been times in the past where there's been other things, but for the most part, it's basically me. All right, Anonymous, I think this might be the last question. Anonymous asks, if your dad today, oh wait, if you were a dad today and you found out your teenage daughter was pregnant, would you hate it and be upset about it? I think I wouldn't be disappointed in her or upset with her or angry or hate her or anything like that. That's crazy. Of course I wouldn't do that. I think I'd be a little bit disappointed myself. Because, like, although it's not entirely fair to put on myself, but like the fact that she's pregnant indicated that I hadn't like educated her properly on all the things that would lead up to this moment, because if I had, then hopefully she wouldn't have been pregnant. But no, I think the first thing is just to have like an honest dialogue with her about the whole situation and see where her head is, how she's feeling, what's going on. And then give her all the tools she needs to make an informed decision about what she wants to do moving forward. And whatever that decision is, support her 100%. That's kind of your job as parents, you know. Your kid will do things, they will make mistakes. And your job is to support them through it, because living life is a series of mistakes, usually. We're jumping from one fire to another. And as a parent, your job is to help guide your child through this maze of fires so that they can lead like healthy, productive, happy lives. And in what could only probably be one of the most like trying and difficult chapters in my daughter's life, I would hope that I would be there in a capacity to support her through it. So yeah, that's my short answer. Let's see. Okay, last one before we go. Can you do more pregnancy audios? The answer is yes. Yes, I can. And with that, I conclude this week on Get to Know Night. If you enjoyed this episode, please give it a like on Patreon, just so I'll be checking Patreon more often to see comments and stuff and maybe responding more on there. So if you like it, just let me know. And if you want to ask a question, as always, the link will be in the description down below, so ask away. And there'll be a conversation next Get to Know Night about the future of this series and if we want to continue it into the next year. So stay tuned for that. So I'll talk to you all later. Bye, everyone.